Sunlight glittered and twinkled on his brass ornaments and shining scimitar as Warpclaw threw wide his paws triumphantly. Whoomp! The sea rat was thrown flat on his back as the ship stopped dead. Two crew rats sitting on the after gallery were shot backward into the water, and the oar slaves fell sideways like a load of tenpins. A stricken-faced lookout came sliding down a rope and shot past Warpclaw, who was staggering upright and rubbing at the back of his skull with both paws. The lookout hung over the bows, yelling,
"She's trapped dead under twixt two dirty great rocks! They wasn't here when we sailed up this way! Yeah!"
With a hefty kick from Warpclaw, the lookout went straight over into the water. Still massaging his aching head, the corsair looked over at the spluttering rat in the water.
"Guts and tripes! He stuck them there!"
he snarled.
"Give the babes back, sea scum!"
Warpclaw wheeled around. Sunflash was striding across the beach, flanked by the two otters and backed by 60 shrews. The badger's voice was like thunder as he hefted his mace.
"I won't tell you twice, rat! Deliver those little ones back! Now!"
Warpclaw was a quick thinker. Forgetting his throbbing head, he leapt down amidships and came up with the shrew babe. Then, holding the tiny creature upside down by a single foot paw, the sea rat pulled out his scimitar and swung it aloft.
"Stop right there or I'll slay this one!"
he bellowed. Sunflash and the rescuers ground to an immediate halt. The badger pointed with his mace at the wriggling, weeping babe.
"I warn you, rat! Touch one hair of him and you'll die!"
Warpclaw knew it was a standoff, but he had the upper paw.
"Shift those boulders, or I'll kill them all, every last one!"
The crew of Gutprow sprang to arms. Suddenly the rails bristled with armed vermin. Logalog looked at the two otters, despair stamped on his scrubby face. Warpclaw chuckled. He knew how soft woodlanders were about their young.
"Well, Striped Dog, you look big enough, and you're going to move the rocks!"
Sunflash could not stop his voice trembling as he answered,
"Give the babes back, and I'll free your ship."
The corsair knew he had won. Drawing the scimitar farther back, as if ready to chop, he called down to the badger.
"Tell yer what I'll do. We'll call this little maggot number one. Then I'll keep slicing him until you move those rocks."
The wide blade glittered in the sun as he swung at the babe. Scarlath hit the sea rat like a thunderbolt from out of the sky. One set of talons buried itself in the sword paw, while the other took Warpclaw round his throat. He fell backward, dropping the babe into the water. Then Sunflash the Mace was aboard the ship in a flash, blood wrath of the badger warrior lords filling his eyes. Scarlath knew what was about to happen. He was powerless to stop it. Seeing the shackle that connected the slave chain, he wrenched at it madly until it clattered free. Then he shrieked at the oar slaves.
"Grab those little ones! Get clear of this ship!"
One paw at his throat, the other scrabbling for his scimitar. Warpclaw rasped hoarsely at the crew of the Gutprow.
"Kill the badger! Rip him! Tear him to shreds!"
As the crew advanced on Sunflash, the oar slaves splashed overboard, clutching the yelling shrew babes. Scarlet swooped down beside Logalog as the babes and their rescuers were hauled from the water.
"Grow! Stay clear of the ship!"
A blood-chilling roar rang out from the deck.
"You lily! Yeah!"
Logalog drew his rapier, saying,
"But we must help him!"
The kestrel knocked the blade from his paw.
"If you value your lives, stay clear of the ship, all of you. The sight of that rat nearly slaying the little one has set off the blood wrath in him. Sunflash is berserk. I've seen it before, though never like this. He will slay any beast in his path. He is a badger lord. Stay clear, I beg of you."
The gathering on the shore stood in shocked silence as roars, screams and chaos echoed from the Gutprow. Sunflash the Mace was visiting death upon the sea rats who had stolen babes from the shrews.